20 years after Serbian forces began the siege of Sarajevo, Serbian Orthodox Patriarch Irinej arrived with a message of peace. He led a massive Orthodox church service in the city, aimed at expressing hope in an area that is still recovering from the wounds of history. The Patriarch later went to the famous Cathedral of Jesus' Heart in Sarajevo, the largest Catholic church in Bosnia-Herzegovina, where he met Cardinal Vinko Puljic for a historic mass of reconciliation. Serbian Orthodox Patriarch Irinej made clear he was glad to celebrate Mass and to visit Sarajevo, which was devastated by war. He also appealed to everyone to end the decline of the number of Christians in Sarajevo. The Patriarch said it was time to solve the common problems of Muslims, Roman Catholics, Orthodox Christians and other groups living here. That message was shared by Bosnian Cardinal Vinko Puljic, who said that God doesn't show favoritism. He stressed that as a person who has lived and survived through a brutal war, he realized that great disaster has befallen the people of his country and that he prays to the Lord to heal all wounds. He warned that while prayer was the strength in bearing the horrors of war, he also saw clouds of despair on the horizon in the still ethnically divided and economically troubled nation. That is why he stressed it is important that a powerful message of peace may rise from Sarajevo for all ethnic and religious groups in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Sunday's Mass came at the start of what has been described as the largest and most important international gathering for peace since the end of the Bosnian War. About 1,000 religious and other officials from dozens of countries are attending the three-day World Meeting for Peace, which is held to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the siege of Sarajevo and the outbreak of the Bosnian War. Some 100,000 people died and 2 million people were forced from their homes as Bosnia gave the lexicon of war the term ethnic cleansing. In Sarajevo alone, 11,500 people, including 600 children, died in the 43-month siege by Serb forces that held the hilltops. Slow-motion intervention eventually brought peace, but at the cost of ethnic segregation. Yet religious leaders said they now want to continue to spread the message of hope and renewal in the footsteps of late Pope John Paul II, who made a historic visit to Sarajevo in 1997. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.